Now for our story. It was mid-afternoon. Lefty Larkin and Aunt Mary Lane's niece, Peggy Douglas, were driving into town in the little pickup truck. Peggy had a bright red kerchief tied around her head, and she was wearing a woolly scarf of the same color at her throat. The sharp wind had given her cheeks a becoming glow. Lefty had a great surge of secret paternal pride as he looked at her. Thinking back over the conversation he'd had with Aunt Mary that morning, he wondered what he should do. Aunt Mary was dead set against Peggy's taking any definite step, against her planning to marry Nicholas Dorn at this time. And yet, Lefty was all for it. Aunt Mary was so often right about things. The more he thought about it, the more Lefty hoped Peggy would not bring up the matter today. He certainly wouldn't say anything unless she did.
That motor certainly works a lot better since I adjusted the carburetor.
Oh, I thought I noticed something different. It's been sort of wheezy lately, hasn't it?
Wheezy is right. I don't know of anything in the world that's as much satisfaction as tinkering with an engine and getting it to work properly. Makes you feel good all over.
I guess it must be something like the way I feel when I'm making a dress and I finally figure out the pattern.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Lefty.
Yes, honey?
I did stop in to see Aunt Mary last night, as you suggested.
Yes, I know. She mentioned it this morning.
Oh. Then I guess she told you how she feels about it.
We did have quite a little talk.
Did Aunt Mary convince you? Make you see it her way?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Lefty, you don't think I'm wrong, do you? You think it's a good idea for me to plan a life with Nicholas, don't you?
Well, Peggy, it's not as simple as that. I mean, there's so many angles to the thing.
Go on, Lefty.
Well, what I'm getting at is... Gosh, Peggy, dear, I don't know what to say.
But why don't you? Last night when I talked to you...
The thing is, I know how Aunt Mary feels, and she's a very smart woman, you know. I'm beginning to wonder if I could be wrong.
Well, anybody could. But I'm asking you what you think. Just you, yourself, regardless of anybody else. I want to know.
Well, Peggy, I can't lie to you. I have to tell you the truth. According to my lights, I think it's a good idea. It's all right.
They'd arrived in town by then. Lefty parked the little truck across from the square. The two went their separate ways after agreeing when to meet for the trip home. A few minutes later, Lefty entered the swinging doors of David Bowman's bank. Looking up from his desk in the little fenced-in enclosure to the right, David caught sight of Lefty as he started to hurry by.
Lefty?
Good morning, Dave.
You didn't really intend to rush by without saying hello, did you, Lefty?
It's just that I have several things to attend to, David.
Well, for the love of Mike, come on in and sit down for a minute.
Well, okay.
Lefty, I want to tell you I'm awfully sorry about the other night. I've been hoping to see you so we could straighten it out.
Oh, well, I probably shouldn't have blown up the way I did. After all, it's your business. You have to do things the way you see them.
No, I'm glad you understand that. I was afraid...
So, if you think Bill Mead is the only man around here who can handle the new department at the bank, the only financial wizard equal to the responsibility...
Lefty, wait a minute. Now, don't go overboard.
I guess I am sort of unreasonable about it, Dave. But look at it from my standpoint.
That's just what I want to do.
I have always felt I could talk to you in a way I couldn't talk to anyone else. On account of your being the only one who knows that Peggy's really my daughter.
Of course you can talk to me, Lefty. I want you to.
Well, holy smoke, then you ought to know how I feel. You know how Ben Calvert and that whole crew has behaved. Lord knows you ought to have some personal feeling yourself after the way Ben treated your own sister, the way his daughter Kit has acted toward you.
Well, that's all true, Lefty. But for one thing, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Bill Meade.
Nothing to do with him. He married into the family, didn't he? He's smart enough. He must have known what he was doing.
Look, Lefty, let's not get into a lather all over again. We're good friends. There's no point in our getting sore with each other.
Okay. But just the mention of that guy's name is enough to make me see red. I guess it's kind of silly at that. He's certainly not going to get into my hair anymore, now that I know how Peggy feels about him.
Hmm? How does Peggy feel about him, Lefty?
She doesn't even know he's around, that's all. He's finished, washed up completely, as far as Peggy's concerned.
Sure of that, Lefty?
Of course I'm sure. I ought to be. All Peggy can talk about lately is Nicholas Dorn.
Well, that's news. Think there's anything in it?
I know darn well there is. If you want to know, it looks as if they're really serious, planning to make a go of it together.
I hadn't realized. What does Mary think about it?
Well, you know how Aunt Mary is, always pulling for the underdog, seeing the bright side. She seems to think Peggy ought to wait a while.
Wait, huh? What does she mean by that? What does she think might happen?
Of course, I don't put any stock in it at all, but Aunt Mary has some romantic idea that poor Bill is misunderstood, that there's some mysterious explanation for the way he's acted. She wants Peggy to stall around, give him a chance to put himself right again. Of course, she doesn't say it just in so many words, but that's the general drift of it.
Hmm. Sounds pretty sensible to me, Lefty. It's better to be safe.
Well, it doesn't sound sensible to me. When Peggy asked me how I felt, I came right out and told her. I think she ought to go right ahead and marry Nicholas if that's what she wants to do. I don't like to go against Aunt Mary's wishes, David, but this time there was nothing else to do. I had to stick to my guns.
Well, of course you have to be honest, Lefty, with yourself and Peggy, too. But I'm sorry to say I think you're wrong. I don't think you should have given Peggy your approval if Aunt Mary was so much against it.
How can you say that? Peggy asked me. I had to give her an honest answer, say what I think. I am her father.
Yes, Lefty, you are her father. But remember, Peggy doesn't know that, nor Aunt Mary, for that matter.
It doesn't alter the facts.
No. Except in the sense that you're assuming a right of parenthood which you've always left up to Aunt Mary. Be different if you'd ever told Peggy. Then, if you and Aunt Mary disagreed, Peggy's loyalties wouldn't be so confused in her own mind.
But you know why I've never told Peggy, David. When she was a kid, it was too hard. I couldn't have made her understand about her mother. And then as she got older, I hated to disillusion her. Not only about her mother, but about me, too. How do I know she'd want me for a father?
Of course she'd want you for a father. You know very well how fond Peggy is of you, how she depends on you.
Yes, I know, but... Well, that's why...
I think you should have told Peggy the truth long ago. I still say, as I have before, that the longer you wait, the more difficult it's going to be for you, and the more of a shock it'll be to the girl.
Well, that does it. It looks as if I can't do anything right. Whatever I do, I'm wrong. You and Aunt Mary are all steamed up about Bill Meade's sterling qualities, and I think he's a heel. Both of you think Peggy should wait around for him to make up his mind which side of the fence he's on, and I think she ought to marry Nicholas.
I'm sorry if I upset you.
And on top of everything else, when I dare give my own daughter an honest opinion, you tell me I have no right to open my mouth. David, I'd better get out of here before I really lose my temper.
David Bowman looked after his old friend regretfully. If only he could tell Lefty what he knew, that Bill Meade did intend to get a divorce. As it was, Lefty might be giving Peggy advice, which he would later have cause to regret. He was so eager for the girl's happiness, so bitter against the man he felt had hurt her so deeply, the man who himself had been tricked by Kit Meade, and who might soon be tricked by her again.